On the outskirts of Kabul is the Afghan National Army Officer Academy. The military academy is the Afghan version of Duntroon in Australia or Sandhurst in Britain. With only about 60% of Afghanistan under government control, the country needs a capable military, and it's at Annoa that the army trains the officers it needs to fight groups like the Taliban and IS. Captain Jawad is one of the instructors at the academy.
My duty is to ensure that the cadets are getting good training over here and to graduate the cadets from this academy with a high moral and to support the ANA. They are more motivated for studying and for getting knowledge and for education. So most of them, they are working really hard to achieve something from this academy.
His tole or company is at the intermediate or second stage of their year-long training. The cadets are chosen based on their leadership potential and trained in infantry tactics, physical fitness and military standards. Captain Jawad is in charge of his officer cadets' discipline and teaches them about leadership.
Some classes about leadership, about like planning and how to be an example for being a good leader. A leader is having a lot of good qualities. So like having a good plan, being honest, being to have a good moral.
The academy has only recently started integrating females into its predominantly male classrooms. The women learn side by side with the men and train with them in the field. It's an ambitious aim for a society where women's rights in Afghanistan have been improving, but they're still far behind Western democracies. Officer Cadet Nouri from Kabul is 2 months into her training as an officer cadet at the academy.
I came to this academy to learn something here for the sake of this country, to serve for this country and the sake of ladies as well. They should have a good life in Afghanistan. I'm proud and I'm feeling honourable. It's a big proud for my family as well, to be an officer in the future.
The officer cadets are mentored by soldiers from numerous Western militaries. There are about 80 Australian soldiers at the academy. Their mission is not to train the cadets, but to train the Afghan officers who teach the cadets. Captain Gabriel Taylor is one of the mentors at the academy.
So I'm one of the platoon commander mentors. So it's my role to ensure that the instructors are practicing most up-to-date instructional techniques and just to hone their skills as much as we can while we're here.
She says the male cadets are slowly accepting her as an officer, but it will take longer for the female cadets to be treated equally.
The girls that are at the academy at the moment are some of the first to come through and be commissioned as officers. So there will be friction. We're trying to normalise their presence at the academy and in the officer corps once they graduate.
But Cadet Nouri says she's already been accepted by male colleagues in her platoon.
We don't have any challenges in this academy. All the officers, they're here with us like brothers. They are respecting to the ladies.
Captain Taylor says there's a misconception the academy doesn't train its cadets properly, and the graduation rates are, in fact, very high.
It's absolutely not a box-ticking exercise. We know that there's a real threat out there and that they're going to face it as soon as they graduate as officers from NOAA. We're seeing progress on a daily basis, and also term to terms.
The chief mentor at the academy, Brigadier David Colthorp, agrees.
So far in its existence, it's commissioned over 2,500 cadets, and at the end of November this year, we'll pass the 3,000 mark for male cadets and the 100 mark for female cadets, which sounds a small number, but in the context of Afghanistan, that's a significant achievement.